Hi, this is Rod Jans with Fuel Radio, and on the phone with me today is Dr. Sharon Smith. Sharon is the co-founder and co-executive director of Sanctuary, a nonprofit that assists church communities to become places of welcome and care for people living with mental illness. Sharon's currently adjunct faculty at the School of Occupational Science and Occupational Therapy, and she consults for Vancouver Community Mental Health Services, where she assists mental health professionals to integrate spirituality into mental health care. Thanks for joining me today, Sharon.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Wonderful to be here.
I was doing a bit of a search of the web and found a workshop that I see that you're doing, and I thought the 3 points of the workshop would be a good basis for our interview. And the first point was that part of your mandate is to create awareness of mental illness. So I was thinking maybe we could start with a bit of a definition. What types of issues are you trying to help with, and how would you define mental illness?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, that's a great start off, great question. Well, first of all, let me just explain that when we're looking at particular spiritual communities and looking at the church in itself, we highly commend churches for what they're doing with the more visible mental illnesses that we see in the community. And by visible, I'm meaning when we see people who, because of internal chaos for whatever reason, over time, and who have who are in the lower socioeconomic sector of society, turn towards addictions to cope, we see churches doing very well reaching out to people who have lost their foothold and their connection with their families and with their ability to find housing and food and jobs and employment. And so churches are doing really well with the visible people who live with mental illness, those who are underemployed and who live on the streets. What Sanctuary is about is creating awareness for those who are living hidden journeys. So let me go over to then define what we mean by mental illness, and I think I've mentioned it. It is an internal chaos that becomes so great that someone is unable to cope with the functioning in their life, with their work, with their social interactions, with caring for themselves, and with their leisure and enjoyment activities in life. Now, when we say hidden, there are those of us in society who are able to keep that hidden for some time in our lives. So it could be a depression, it could be an anxiety, it could even be something like bipolar mood disorder, where we're surrounded by people who help us cope so that it's not so obvious. So we haven't become homeless, or we're still on a sick leave from our job, and everything on the outside looks okay. But when we go home, we're perhaps sleeping for most of the day. We're not interacting with other people. We're not coping. And so when we talk about awareness, we would like to help spiritual communities to really see what some of our brothers and sisters in Christ are going through but not feeling safe to talk about. And so that's the awareness piece. We want to make it a safe topic in churches to talk about. Just a statistic, the Canadian Mental Health Association tells us that 1 in 5 people in Canada live with a diagnosable mental illness condition. And in spiritual communities, we're probably thinking that that is 1 in 4. So if we think about a Sunday morning service and how many people are sitting in the pews, 25% of those people are living with some kind of internal chaos, and they're not talking about it. So that's the awareness piece.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the scope of the problem, and you answered it there. That's good. What do you think it is that churches specifically need to become more aware of? Is it that statistic that, you know, that at least a quarter of their parishioners are potentially suffering from mental illness, or what what is it that specifically churches need to become more aware of?
Good question. Well, I think if we just take a step back from churches for a moment, and in our society, we have really professionalized this issue. So when somebody has this emotional and psychological internal chaos, our usual recommendation is that that person seek professional help. So go and see a psychologist, go and see a psychiatrist, some kind of mental health service provider.
We automatically kind of think we can't do anything about it, right? It needs a professional to handle it.
That's right. We feel so afraid, and so we want to leave it to the professional. So what we do at Sanctuary is to make spiritual communities aware that they play a role in someone's life in this recovery process that needs to happen. And they're varying roles. So when we look, first of all, at clergy or at some of the lay leaders within a church, there is a huge role for spiritual care when someone's going through a recovery journey. Not just mental health care, but real spiritual support with this internal chaos that the person's experiencing. So we want churches to be aware of the role that they play in this particular area of spiritual care. And then there is the simple role of what it means to be a friend to somebody. And if you're in my life, I can think of, you know, when I become ill with whatever it is, whether it's a physical issue or a mental health issue, my physician, my counselor plays a very small part in my life. I might see them once every 2 weeks or even once a week. But for the rest of those days, my relationships with my friends, with my significant others, with my spiritual community form the rest of my support system over that recovery period. And we want to alert spiritual communities that the relationship web and network that they have is an amazing structure and support. And that when someone is going through mental health recovery, that is such a gift to somebody. And we want to help them be aware of that, that the very thing they have is actually, research is showing, that it builds somebody's resilience 50% greater than if someone didn't have those supportive networks.
Wow.
So we really do want to make people aware of the resource that a spiritual community can be for someone who is going through mental health recovery.
Yeah. So friends and family can really help.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are there some do's and don'ts? Like if, say, I had a friend and I realized that, I have had friends that have been depressed or burned out, and it just, you know, for me as their friend, it's sometimes I automatically want to try and fix them, but you know what I've learned over time is that it takes time, you know, and just being present sometimes is the most helpful thing that I can do. But are there some do's and don'ts that you can suggest off the top of your head to us?
You've mentioned the first one, and that is don't fix the person. I think we all, especially as Christians, we have these rescuer Christ complexes where we think we need a savior, but Jesus has done enough of that. And so I think for me it's the first do is to maintain the relationship as it has been, particularly if you are in a friendship relationship with somebody. And so don't go into that role of fix-it, counselor, priest. Simply be as you have been. That is a tremendous resource.
Yeah.
But I think the second thing is in an accompaniment role, is to deal with our own fear